Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast for the study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all praise and glory on tonight. I give him reverence because he is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I thank and praise the Lord for just being back on this radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to get ready to just have a short devotion. We got a lot to read and cover tonight, so I'm not going to have it long. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 32. Psalms 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my rowing all the day long. For day and night thy hands were heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquities of my sin. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. It will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. Be ye not as the hart or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, yea, righteousness, ye righteousness, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in the heart. I have just read you from Psalms 32 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now by the grace of God.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we come first of all asking you to bind up the strong man tonight. Bind the strong man up tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Bind him, and I command him to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you up right now. I bind you from our lives, and I bind you from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase them and minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, move me from myself, God. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit take over and take control. In the name of Jesus, send your anointing down, God, and your power, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight for all that we're going to do, that you're going to do on tonight, God. I ask you to just take over our minds, open our minds up that we, in our hearts, that we may be receptive and receive your word, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for just another opportunity to study your word with the people of God. We just give you praise, and we give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, 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 amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. It's time for us in this word. I'm going to get ready to start reading in chapter 13. It's 13 and 14 tonight. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague is inside be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on it and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days, and the priest shall look on him the 7 days. And behold, if the plague in his sight be at a, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 more. And the priest shall look on him again the 7 days. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin after he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreaded in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. And when the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and in have turned the hair white, there be quick raw flesh in the rising. It is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that have the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that have the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be clean, for the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed unto white, he shall come unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that have the plague, he is clean. The flesh also, in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed. And in the place of the boil there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be shown to the priest, and if when the priest see it, behold, it be a sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. The priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs thereof, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in its place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth have a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it. And behold, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning, whereof the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days, and the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is inflammation of the burning. If a man or a woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow, thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry scab, even a leprosy upon the head of or beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the scab, and behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut up him that have the plague scab 7 days. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the scab spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the scab be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven. But the scab shall he not shave, and the priest shall shut up him that have the scab 7 days more. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the scab, and behold, if the scab be not spread to the skin, not be in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much in the skin after his cleansing, the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the scab be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the scab be in his sight at a stay, and that there is black hair growing up therein, the scab is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and behold, if the bright spots in the skin of the flesh of their flesh be dark white, darkish white, it is a freckle spot that groweth in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean. And he that have his hair fallen off from the part of his head towards his face, he is forehead bald, yet he is clean. And if there be in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in the bald head or in his forehead, in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head, and the leper in whom the plague clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall but put a covering upon his upper lips and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp, shall his inhabitation. the garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof of linen or of the woolen, whether in a skin or anything made of skin, and if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of the skin, it is a plague of leprosy and shall be shown unto the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague and shall that have the plague 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. And if the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the wool or in the skin or any work that is made of the skin, the plague is a pressing leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof or woolen or in linen or anything of skin wherein. Wait a minute, y'all. The thing went off. Okay. Then the priest shall come in. I don't even know where I was. And if the priest shall look and behold the plague be not spread in the garment, neither in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, number 54, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed its color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest look, and behold, the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the wool. And if it appear still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp, woof, or whatever so thing of the skin, if it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or the woof or anything of skin, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. Okay, chapter 14.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper. In the day of his cleansing, he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of the leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed 2 birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in the earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water, and he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose unto the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that he shall come unto the camp and shall tarry abroad out of the tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows, even all his hair he shall shave off. And he shall wash his clothes also. He shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lamb without blemish and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish and 3 tenth deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil and one log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for trespass offering, and the log of oil and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering, so is the trespass offering, it is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and put it unto the palm of his own left hand. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand and shall sprinkle it, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. And of the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, and upon the blood of the trespass offering. And the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be clean. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. And the priest shall offer the sin offering and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from the uncleanness. And afterwards he shall kill the burnt offering, and the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar, and the priest shall make an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass to the way, to be weighed, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil, and 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to get, and the one shall be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. And he shall bring them on the eighth day for the cleansing unto the priest, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it on the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot. And the priest shall pour of the oil unto the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in the left hand 7 times before the Lord. And the priest shall put of the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall put upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an atonement for him before the Lord. And he shall offer the one of the turtle dove or of the young pigeon, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering with the meat offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed before the Lord. This is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to be cleansed. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When ye become into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in the house of the land of your possession, and he that oweth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there is as it were a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priest, go into it to see the plague, and all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterward, the priest shall go in to see the house, and he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house which hallowed straight, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the 7th day and shall look and behold if the plague be spread in the walls of the house. Then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be swept within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into the unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones, and he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague come again and break out in the house after that he has taken away the stones, and after he has scraped the house, and after he is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a spreading leprosy in the house. It is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into the house all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the evening. And he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes. And if the priest shall come in and look upon it, and behold, the plague has not spread in the house after the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean because the plague is healed. And he shall take the queen of the house, two birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill the one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and sprinkle the house seven times, and he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. For he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open field, and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law for all manner of plague of leprosy and scales or scald, and for the leprosy of the garment and of a house, and for a rising and for a scab and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. Amen.
Amen, amen. That was two long, long chapters, man. I'm telling you, there were some long chapters, but that's all right. We got about 20 minutes, okay, to talk about this thing. So chapter, 13. What was the purpose of installating someone who was unclean with a leprosy type skin disease? What was the purpose?
Of so that? It won't spread?
Yeah. To keep the disease from spreading among the people, just like they're doing now with this disease, with COVID. But with leprosy was much worse. Because they would be ready to take you outside the city and into a place, and you stayed there.
Apostle, I got a quick question.
Okay.
Did the priest get sick? If not, why didn't he get sick?
Why didn't he get sick?
Yeah.
No, the priest didn't get sick because he was covered by the blood of Jesus. And Jesus God had put him in charge of this. So the priest didn't get sick. Who told the priest exactly what to look for in determining whether someone was clean or unclean? Who told him? And we all should know that's in verse 1. Let's see if I can read that. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, so the Lord was speaking. So the Lord was instructing Aaron and Moses, really. He was instructing them. So chapter 14. What did someone with the leprosy disease usually have to do to clean himself? But now, okay. Anybody know that? Yeah. What would they have to do? It's in chapter 14, verse 8 and 9. It says, and he that is to be clean shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and wash himself in water that he may be clean. And after that he shall come into the camp and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all of his hair off, his head and his beard, and his eyebrows, even all his hair, he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes also. He shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. They saying, God said you had to shave everything. Everything comes off. And then you wash your flesh, you wash your body, and you wash your clothes. Then you'll be clean. Okay. What is the length of time one has to wait to be checked for cleanness? What is the length of time?
7 days.
Yeah, 7 days. 7 days. If a house had a mildew inside of it, what was first done to make it clean? And that's way over in we talking about the house in a
Verse 48.
Then the priest shall command that we take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round and about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. So I'm thinking they cleaning out, they taking the stones out of it and replacing the stones in there. They have to remove and replace, and replace it with new ones. Remove the old stones and replace them with new stones. Okay, if a house could not be cleaned, what would be done with it? And that's an, I didn't, if I'd have kept reading, I would have went to it. Then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a fretting leprosy in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the temple thereof, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. So what they do is, it's just like if you have mold in your house today, you know, you got to clean like it ain't funny to get that mold out, because that mold will make you sick, and people have died from mold. So I'm going to do some in chapter 13 and some in chapter 14. We don't have but about 15 minutes. But I'm just going to talk a little bit about the rules about unclean things. And first of all, it's the unclean diseases of the skin. And I've had many boils, not a whole lot, but I know I've had 3 in my lifetime. And I didn't know that they were leprosy. They can be leprosy, not leprosy, but they can be leprosy, I guess, if you leave them unattended to. But, Okay. Even as there are many forms of cancer, so there are many diseases of the skin. Some priests said there were 72 types of bad diseases of the skin. Some modern writers call them all leprosy. This comes from a Greek word, lepros, which means rough. In many diseases of the skin, people's skin become rough. It does not stay smooth. As we are not sure what the disease is in chapter 13, verses 1 through 46, or we have not given most of them medical names. In most of the verses that we've just read, it says that a man has the disease, but the rules probably affect women as well. In verse 29 and 38, the Hebrew word actually includes women. This may be because verse 33 says that people must shave. Moses wrote Leviticus in the Hebrew language, so the word unclean does not mean that these people are dirty. It does not mean that they have not washed themselves. It means that they must not go to God's house. Before the Israelites came to their own country, God's house was a tent. About 400 years later, Solomon built a house for God in Jerusalem. It was called the temple. The priest said whether people could go to God's house or not, the priest did not cure people. They were not doctors. Of course, the people had doctors too. Unclean people could not live with other people. They lived outside the Israelites' camp. While the Israelites were traveling through the desert, when the Israelites lived in cities, unclean people lived outside the city gates. There was a practical reason for this. Some of these diseases can spread from one person to another person, but the main reason was that God's law told these people to live away from other people, and even kings had to obey this rule. And that's how it was, I think, on that Ben-Hur movie where his mom had caught and sister had caught leprosy, and they was living way out somewhere. But there are several types of diseases of the skin. A lump on the skin, the Hebrew word here, for someone is Adam, although it usually means a man. Here it means everyone, man, woman, and children. We have translated the Hebrew word for the disease as lump. It is probably better to say that the skin breaks open. Bad watery material may come out from it. The priest tells the person to live alone for 7 days, then for another 7 days. This gives the disease time to grow. If it does not grow, the person is clean. He must wash his clothes. Then he can go to God's house. The Hebrew Bible uses male words, even when it includes women, as in the verse after 29 and 38. So these rules were for both men and women. Verse 9 through 11, a bad disease in the skin. This was probably leprosy. The white part of the skin becomes watery with bad stuff in it. The priest did not have to wait for disease to develop. He knew that it was leprosy, so he did not have to tell the person to live alone before he declared that person unclean. He declared that person was unclean immediately, so the person must go and live outside the camp. And there were two diseases here in verse 12 and 17. In verse 12 and 13, the person's skin is white, but there is no watery material. So other people cannot get the disease from the person who has it. Probably the material that colors the skin has gone. It is not a real disease. So does anybody have any comments, any questions? This disease, I mean, I can remember when I was a little girl, they had some kind of disease that if it would run like clear water, and if they get on somebody else, you would form that little sore. I don't know what it was, but I can remember not wanting to touch nobody because they was ugly. In verse 14 through 17, the person's skin probably has red places that contain a watery material. The unclean person must live outside the camp. So really, the priest must go to him. And if the red places are white, he is clean. And if not, he is unclean, and he must remain outside the camp. Verse 18 to 23, a boil on the skin. A boil is a lump on the skin. Inside the lump is a yellow, watery material. We call it pus. The priest must decide whether it is only a boil or leprosy. Boils soon heal, but leprosy does not. Verses 24 through 28, a burn on the skin. The red or white spot appears because the burn does not heal. Again, the priest must decide whether it is dangerous to other people or not. Some people say it's psoriasis, that this disease of psoriasis. Verses 29 and 37, a sore place on the head or on the chin. The modern name for this disease is probably ringworm. Children get it more often than adults. If someone has it, other people may get it from them. And itch is something that makes us want to rub it or scratch it. 38 and 39, white spots that do not shine. This may be something that we know now called acne. It is not dangerous, but it may not look healthy. Verses 40 through 44, a bald place on the head. The priest must make a decision. Perhaps the person is just bald, but perhaps the person has leprosy. Verse 45 and 46. These verses include all the diseases that make people unclean in verses 2 through 44. The person with the disease had to leave the camp. He had to stay away from other people. He had to warn anyone who came near him about his disease. If he wanted to see the priest, then the priest had to come to him outside the camp. The reasons for the rules about disease of the skin is God may have given these rules to protect the health of the Israelites. Some of these diseases are very dangerous, and they could spread quickly, especially in the camp. So God told the priest to examine people with skin disease carefully. They must separate anyone who seems to have such a disease. These rules may exist for social reasons. People may be afraid of someone who has a bad skin disease. They may be cruel to that person, but these rules protect that person. There would be a separate place where the person could live safely. It was clear that the person had to do what had to do in order to obey God's law. The priest would make sure that other people dealt with the person in a proper manner. God wanted to teach the Israelites about sin. Of course, disease is not sin. And most people who suffer these diseases were not ill because of any particular sin. But the nature of these types of diseases teach lessons about the nature of sin. For example, the priest had to check whether the disease seems deeper than the skin, so we cannot know a person's true character if we merely look at that person. Sin enters right into a person. It goes beyond the person's body into their spirit. Another example is that serious diseases will spread, and in the same manner, sin takes control of a person. It affects always grow worse until it has ruined that person's life Also, it was necessary to separate persons from other persons, people, while that person had that disease. In the same manner, sin separates us both from God and from a right relationship with other people. I'm not going to try to go into, that was just 13 that I just did a little commentary on. But it's so interesting because just like now with the COVID, we have to stay separate. You know, we have to stay away from other people when we got this disease. And when we and we have to do it 14 days or 15 days, you have to stay away from people. It's the same thing. You know, we have to look at it. People don't want to call it no plague, but that's exactly what it is, because it could kill you. It could kill you. It's the plague of the chest or the lungs or something. You don't have to shave your head and all that kind of stuff. It's not a boil. But to me, leprosy is different types of diseases that another person can catch. Now, that's what I got from it. Leprosy is another kind of disease, any disease that another person can catch from you. That's what I feel like leprosy is. So we'll get to, maybe I get to go over that other part on Tuesday. So I'm not going to keep it. Did everybody understand what I'm talking about? I hope y'all did. Hello?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. I hope y'all understand. Because it's so important. You know what I'm saying? This is important because I had a boil. Sometime this year I had a boil. I had to go get it lanced. And it was saying about the white inflammation, the white that we call pus. She had to push all of that out of that thing. So, it's nothing new under the sun in the Bible. You can go to your Bible and find anything that you're going through, any one of these diseases. They said 72. I thought Jesus had got 32 lashes for every disease. But this word says this is 72 diseases. So, you know, you have to go by the word, and maybe when they got to the New Testament, it went down to 32. I don't know. But we just have to keep learning, keep reading, keep studying, and keep believing the word of the Lord. I'm getting ready to close our Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you for this opportunity to study your word, God. We thank you for a clear mind and a clear understanding, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory on tonight for this mighty and powerful word. Thank you for teaching us how to live holy, Father. Thank you for teaching us how to obey the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to encamp angels and build hedges of protection around them on tonight and for tomorrow in every day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for every family, God, on this radio broadcast. I pray for every member of these ministries and church, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of on tonight. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a rest of a good night. And pray for me because I'm about to run and get me some potato chips. And I sure don't need none, but that's what I feel like. Amen. So God bless y'all. I love you. Y'all have a good night.
You too. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Love
you tonight.
Love you too. Good night. Who was on here?